Roger.
Okay, I don't believe we're quite up to Tarantas yet. We're in the foaming sea. We're past the sea of waves and in the foaming sea, and the Maria gets markedly smooth and flat. There's small craters, a lot of small craters down in it, but the basic surface is extremely smooth, and it appears that the craters go down into it rather than the rims come up out of it.
You can tell that this area is definitely lower than that highland area, just as a whole general area.
Okay, I think right over the horizon, we've probably got Tarantas H and Tarantas G coming up. See them, Tom?
Yeah, we got them, Slater.
Yeah, when you look straight down, there's a definite three-dimensional effect where you can't really tell the depth of craters like we could in the past. And in some cases, you're not even sure whether there is depth to them, except that they look a little familiar. It's a little bit brighter, and the whole area is a little bit hazier and glarier. It looks like we're right over a subsolar point about now.
What'd you do?
Huh? I didn't do anything.
Oh, sorry.
Surprisingly enough, Charlie, it really doesn't look like we're moving too fast down here. It's a very nice, pleasant pace.
In fact, it's exactly like when Del Dinkus, just like he went out and practiced the other morning in Florida, as far as the relative bearing rate, it's about the same.
Like we're coming up on my side on Tarantas G, and I believe Tom's got Tarantas H right there on his side. Things come out of the horizon differently. They seem to come over the horizon and be much closer to you down here than up there at 60 miles.
Shit, look at the boulders.
And again, the craters in this area are craters that are dug out of the surface and not craters that are thrown back from the surface with high rims. They're very low, flat rims. Roger, looks like we might be on the verge of loss of lock here. I don't know. Tom, I think you've either got Messier B or Secchi up there on your left in front of you. See it?
Yep. Snoopy, from this altitude, the Maria still looks fairly smooth as far as overall approach characteristics coming into it.
Okay, we're coming into Apollo Ridge.
Yep.
Okay, there's Secchi on my right. Okay, Houston, if you're reading, there's Secchi on my right. We're coming into Apollo Ridge, and here's Apollo Rill right in front of my window. It's very, very easily distinguishable at this point, and it appears to be a couple hundred feet deep.
It's rounded.
I'm on Omni. I'm not sure whether you're reading, but we're over the Apollo Ridge. I just had Secchi on my right. Apollo Rill appears to be a couple hundred feet deep, but very smooth at the bottom. We should have the Smoky Basin right out of Tom's window on the left.
Yep.
Are you reading, Houston? Hello, John, are you reading? Okay, I'm on Omni, and we got good signal strength. I don't know whether they're listening, but we're over Apollo Ridge, and we're just passing Smoky Basin.
We're coming into parallel now.
Okay, they should have it now. Okay, we just passed Mount Maryland. We're losing high gain lock. We can't hold them.
Boulders all over the place. Okay, you got
Houston, we're on Omni, and we just passed Mount Maryland. As a matter of fact, there's Weatherford Crater, I believe, right in here.
Yeah. Where are we at?
Watch the time, babe. We're at 1440. Okay, and here's... There's St. Teresa Ridge. Right there. We're right over it. Okay, TP, and we're coming up to Bear Mountain is right ahead of us. And you should have Masculine A. Do you have a big crater, Masculine A, right there, right on the edge of our, right in front of you, down straight in front of you on the left?
So there.
And Lonesome Mesa right here.
This Masculine A,
Houston, yeah. I don't know whether you're reading us, but this is the best we can do. Okay, we're a beam of site one. Tom, give me that a minute. Let me see if I can take a couple pictures.
And I've got Fitz Arenas A out here. I got Fitz Arenas A right here, bigger than shit.
Hey, and I tell you, we are low. We are close, babe. This is like it. And it really looks pretty smooth down there, surprisingly enough.
And Fitz Arenas A has huge boulders all around the rim of it, falling on the inside and outside.
Okay, I've got Masculine right here off my right side. We're coming up on Boot Hill, which is very easy to distinguish. And Masculine, and I see the craters that are going to lead us right into the landing site. We've got Duke Island on the left, just past Boot Hill, and we're coming up. I got Wash Basin just off my right arm. Very easily distinguishable. Tom ought to have Sidewinder Rail coming up on the left. Tom, give me that. Get
here masculine. It comes.
Masculine.
Okay, what time do we pitch over? 11:40?
Yeah. Okay, I've got Diamondback. Diamondback reel is very easy to see. These reels look like they may be as much as a couple hundred feet deep and very smooth. The surface actually looks very smooth, like a very wet clay, but smooth with the exception of the bigger craters. Oh, Tom, let me get a picture of these reels. Diamondback.
Here. Sidewinder reel is rounded on the edges. It is flat and smooth in the bottom. The ridges are definitely round. It doesn't look like the sides are upturned. Okay, I've got Moki up there on the left, and we're coming into the site.
Okay. The best description I can give you of these rills is of a dry
here's
river out in New Mexico or Arizona someplace.
Go Box. Okay, here we are coming up on the site. to Creighton at Mokey on the left.
Masculine G.
But there's plenty of holes there, but there are a few smooth areas.
There's Sabine. Okay, we just went over crater number 12. We've got the landing site. Tom's got Mokey right on his left. Right, take a picture of that, babe.
Mokey.
It's almost like you could reach out and touch Mokey, and we're going just about right over the landing site right this moment, and a lot of rounded off craters, a few fresh ones, but it basically looks pretty smooth, like a gummy grayish sand.
Okay, my camera failed. I took so many pictures. There's still lots of small craters down there, but I'd say you have about 30% of the area that looks free, about 30%. So if you got hover time, you can probably make it.
That's where I am, John. I'm in down voice backup.
Okay.
We're just going over the landing site right now, and we should be coming up on Ritter, Sabine and Ritter, and then Schmidt.